The story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The suspense of waiting to know how serious Mary's acid burns on face and hands will prove to be, plus the weight of the financial burden he faces, is proving almost more than Larry Noble can bear. For he feels indirectly responsible for the circumstances that brought about Claudia Vincent's final attempt at revenge by disfiguring Mary forever. And although he's struggled to keep his worries from Mary, she's far too sensitive to his tone of voice to be fooled. So she's made some arrangements of her own that Larry knows nothing about. The result, as we find Larry in the lounge of the Green Room Club in New York, where he's staying at present, is a telegram, which has just been handed to him as he sits talking with a close friend, Lester Jordan. And we hear Larry say,
"Telegram? Now, who the devil could that be from, I'd like to know."
"Well, I'd suggest you open it up and find out, Larry."
"Oh, yes, I mean to, of course, but I'm getting so that I dread any kind of communication. I keep thinking it'll be a request for payment, or a gentle prod reminding me that my account is long overdue."
"Oh, give yourself time, Larry. You can't expect to get back on your feet in just a few days after being out of circulation for so long."
"Out of circulation is a nice way of saying I was in jail for over 2 months, waiting to be tried for murder."
"Well, you're out now. The charge has been dismissed and the guilty person found."
"Yes, Lester, and at what cost? In order to prove what the police couldn't, Mary got herself burned with acid. And heaven only knows how she's going to be."
"You'd better stop trying to look ahead, Larry. There's nothing you can do that isn't being done."
"How do I know that? How do I know that there isn't some specialist who might be called in? Someone who might do wonders in healing those burns so that she won't be scarred for life."
"You've told your present doctors that you don't want them to hesitate calling in outside help. Larry, I don't think there's anything more you can do."
"Maybe not, Les. But when I think that it's through my own stubbornness that Claudia Vincent ever came into our lives, it's not an easy thought to bear."
"Well, I'm sure it isn't, Larry. But don't think you're the only one who was taken in by Claudia. What about me? Didn't I advance some money on all sorts of crazy pretenses? And didn't I even bring her into my own apartment so that she'd be safe until time for her to testify at your trial?" "Don't talk to me about being taken in."
"Oh, it's not the same thing at all. You were only trying to help me out as a friend. And it's something I won't forget, Lester."
"Let me tell you something, Larry. By the time Mary found out the truth and dug out those gloves to prove that Claudia murdered young Wilson, I was about ready to make a serious pitch for that gal. I have Mary to thank for sparing me that."
"If we only knew what to expect. If those confounded doctors would just give us some idea."
"Look, Larry, why don't you open up your telegram instead of worrying about something you can't help?"
"See, I'd forgotten all about it, Les. Yeah, I guess you're right. I may as well get the bad news over with. Why, this is really a surprise. It's from Tom Bryson."
"Tom, huh?"
"Yeah, he's still out in Hollywood, you know."
"Oh, sure. He broke his back or something, didn't he? The last I heard, he was in some kind of a cast."
"Yeah, he still is. It's one of those long-term deals."
"That's tough luck. I miss Tom around the club here. We could do with a play of his on Broadway right now."
"Yes, I know. But listen, here's what he says."
"Yeah?"
"Have excellent offer for leading part from top picture company, if you're available immediately." "Unable give details, but believe you trust my judgment enough to go along on this. Reason for sudden opening is star and studio trouble. Must leave at once as production already underway." "Wish I could fill in more, but promised secrecy. Wire me at once. And my advice is get on first plane out of New York. Understand reluctance to leave Mary. Believe she will agree. Love to her, Tom."
"Well, Larry, that sounds like money in the bank."
"But he must know that I wouldn't leave Mary. How could I do that?"
"Why don't you see what she has to say about it,
Oh, she'd tell me to go."
"Well, then I'd say that's your answer."
"Oh, don't talk like a fool, Les. You know I wouldn't leave Mary while she's lying there in the hospital, all wound up in bandages. What kind of a heel do you take me for?"
"You're worried crazy about money to pay for all the doctor bills and whatnot. This is an easy way to help out. And if the picture's already in production, it shouldn't take too long, maybe 6 weeks or so."
"6 weeks away from Mary? Not knowing how she is or what progress she's making?"
"Well, Hollywood isn't the end of the world, Larry. It only takes a few hours to fly back in case of emergency."
"Oh, I know all that. will admit I could use the money. Oh, if only it were something here in New York.
Well, I think you'd better talk it over with Mary.
No. No, I'm not going to leave her now. When she needs me more than she ever has in all her life. No, I'll just send Tom a wire telling him I can't make it.
Offers like that don't grow on trees, Larry. I'd better not be too quick to toss this chance out of the window. But, of course, it's up to you. Now, think it over, that's all. I've got to leave now. I've got to be uptown for a television rehearsal. I'll see you later, Larry.
Larry Noble sits silently, the telegram in his hand, wondering if he should mention the message to Mary. And at the same time, in her room in a New York hospital, Mary is talking to Maud Marlowe, a close family friend. And we hear...
I was hoping you'd get here soon, Maud. There's a telegram I want you to read to me.
All right, where is it?
The nurse put it on the dresser, I think, under the scarf. I didn't want anyone else to see it in case it might be from Tom Bryson.
Well, just let me rummage around here for a bit and see if I can locate it.
I don't know what my nurse must be thinking, all this secrecy, letters and wires.
Here it is. I'll see what's inside.
Oh, I hope it's from Tom.
Mary, calm your fears. It is from Tom.
I knew it. What does he say?
Well, I'll read it. Just sent Larry urgent wire to come to Hollywood at once. Didn't mention your letters. Have pretty good offer, but wouldn't have agreed to this if you hadn't urged it. Hope it's what you really want. Love, Tom.
Oh, bless his heart, Maud. Isn't he the most wonderful friend in the world? Just think of it. He's found Larry a job in Hollywood.
I wonder if that will turn out to be such a blessing after all.
Why, of course it will. Larry is worried nearly out of his mind about me and about the debts we're piling up. If he goes to Hollywood and works hard for the next couple of months, he can clear everything up at once.
What about you, Mary?
I have to wait anyhow, Maud. There's nothing I can do except keep up my hopes and pray that when they remove the bandages, my face will be better than I expected.
I wish you'd listen to me for just a minute, Mary, before you make any more plans.
You know I will, Maud.
I suggest you talk this over with Larry. Tell him about writing to Tom Bryson and show him all the correspondence.
You don't mean that, Maud. He'd be absolutely furious.
Not if you explain your reasons. Tell him that you think it will be better for both of you if he accepts this offer. I don't think he'll believe it, but you can try.
No, I won't do that, Maud. I know Larry better than you do. And I know it would be the worst possible thing I could do. And you're not to say anything either. You did promise, Maud.
I know, Mary. I won't say a word. But still,
Larry wouldn't understand. I couldn't make him see that it's the best thing. I know he wouldn't understand that I'm afraid. Afraid to have him here when I find out the truth. If it turns out to be bad, I need time to accept it myself. And I need the strength to tell Larry. Don't you understand, Maud?
Yes, dear, I do. But I don't think you're wise to try to take the entire burden on yourself. Larry wants to stand by you, to give you his love and his moral support. It isn't right to deprive him of this wish.
But I wouldn't be doing that, Maud. I'd only be giving myself a chance to find out what I have to expect and to make the necessary adjustments. This is something that concerns me, Maud.
I think it also concerns Larry, very definitely.
Yes, of course, but in a different way. My own recovery is something that I must deal with in my own heart, my own mind. To know that Larry is miserable and crushed by the weight of my sorrow isn't going to settle anything. Now, please let me do this in my own way, Maud.
I will, my dear. You can count on me. I'll put the telegram back in this top right-hand drawer and say no more about it. I have an idea that Larry has already refused the offer.
Then Tom Bryson must keep after him. I want him to go, Maud. He needs to get away. To forget, at least for a little while. Until he can get his own self-confidence back. By that time, we'll both be stronger. More able to accept whatever is ahead of us.
Maud Marlowe opens the dresser drawer, puts the telegram inside, and after crushing the envelope, throws it into the wastebasket. As both women wonder what Larry will do now. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.